This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Russian military police began patrols on part of the Syrian border Wednesday, quickly moving to implement an accord with Turkey that divvies up control of northeastern Syria. In Washington, U.S. President Donald Trump says there was a great outcome in northern Syria.
Early this morning, the government of Turkey informed my administration that they would be stopping combat and their offensive in Syria and making the ceasefire permanent, and it will indeed be permanent. However, you would also define the word permanent in that part of the world as somewhat questionable. We all understand that, but I do believe it will be permanent.
As a result, he says he's lifting sanctions on Turkey, but issuing a warning at the same time.
Should Turkey fail to honor its obligations, including the protection of religious and ethnic minorities, which I truly believe they will do, we reserve the right to reimpose crippling sanctions.
But not all of the American troops are leaving Syria.
We've secured the oil, and therefore a small number of U.S. troops will remain in the area where they have the oil. And we're going to be protecting it, and we'll be deciding what we're going to do with it in the future.
Not everyone in Washington is celebrating. At a hearing on Syria, House Foreign Affairs Chairman Democrat Elliot Engel says President Trump has given American enemies a gift.
It's safe to say ISIS is celebrating President Trump's foreign policy right now. He's handed them their biggest victory in over 4 years, but they're not the only ones rejoicing. Assad regime forces in Syria, backed by Iran and Russia, are now filling the vacuum left by America's withdrawal.
For more on the situation in Syria, please go to our website at voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. EU leaders are considering Britain's request for a Brexit delay. Reuters' Francesca Luna reports.
The Brexit ball is back in the EU's court. It's now up to the 27 member states whether they want to grant Britain's request for a delay, with officials expecting a three-month postponement. That could be cut short if Britain manages to pass legislation sooner. But France may not agree, over doubts an additional delay to the Brexit process is justified. European Council President Donald Tusk recommended EU leaders to allow an extension. However, it must be agreed unanimously. If the EU agrees to delay until the end of January, Johnson says he will push for an election. But he would need the support of Parliament.
That's Reuters' Francesca Lina reporting. British police say 39 people were found dead inside a truck container believed to have come from Belgium. AP's Zaria Shackley has more from London.
Essex police say the truck went from Zeebrugge in Belgium to Poolfleet in England via a ferry. The 39 people were found dead at an industrial park in southeast England. Details about the victims have not been released, except that one was a teenager. The 25-year-old driver of the truck, who was from Northern Ireland, has been arrested on suspicion of murder. He's not been charged and his name has not been released. Zaria Shackley, London.
The impeachment inquiry of U.S. President Donald Trump continues today with a high-ranking Pentagon official testifying. On Tuesday, the top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine gave a detailed account of Mr. Trump's demands on the country.
William Taylor, the top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine, kept a day-by-day account of President Trump's alleged back-channel effort to force Ukraine's president to investigate the Democrats and potential 2020 opponent Joe Biden. Taylor's lengthy opening statement obtained by the AP lays out the involvement of Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani and current ambassador to the EU, Gordon Sondland. California Democrat Eric Swalwell.
A detailed account of what he saw in his service in Ukraine as it related to this shakedown scheme.
White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham calls the impeachment inquiry a smear campaign by, quote, far-left lawmakers and radical unelected bureaucrats. She adds there was no quid pro quo. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Hong Kong's legislature on Wednesday formally killed the extradition bill that sparked 4 months of anti-government protests, on the same day that the murder suspect at the center of this issue was released from jail in Hong Kong. He says he plans to turn himself in to Taiwanese authorities. But protesters and opposition legislators say this is a small concession and won't let them back down from their five demands of Hong Kong's government. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.